Beginning tomorrow night, an hour of new developments in radio entertainment. New conceptions, new horizons in radio drama, comedy, and music. It's Columbia's great new Monday night series, Forecast. 14 original programs, each one different. The joint effort of over 60 outstanding writers, directors, and famous stars of stage, screen, concert hall, and broadcasting studio. Forecast begins next Monday with Battle of Music, presenting Raymond Page as the conductor of two great orchestras, and Albert Spaulding as the standard bearer of symphonic music in a contest against a crew of red-hot swing experts paced by Frankie Hires. Also on Forecast this Monday, Frederick March and Florence Eldridge in a dramatization from Hollywood of Booth Tarkington's beloved American novel, The Gentleman from Indiana. Remember the time, 9 to 10 Eastern Daylight Saving Time, Monday night on your Columbia station.
The Columbia Workshop presents Fish Story.
Position and her wantin' and her wishin' were enough to turn poor Henry Gray. So he drove to the station and took a vacation. Hi-yo and a nanny, aye. He said goodbye to Fiden. Hi-yo and a nanny, aye. I'll go where the little fish are biting. A whale with a double-jointed tail. Then I say to dear Mabel, okay. Now it's your turn for stepping. Now grab me a weapon. Hi-yo and a nanny-aye. So on with our little story. Hi-yo and a nanny-aye. It's a tale of a short-lived glory. Hi-yo and a nanny-aye. But the fishes must be fasting, cause they certainly are frightened today. When you hear someone screaming, but he isn't dreaming. Hi-yo and a nanny, aye.
Well, what's the matter?
What's the big idea?
I'm coming. Help is coming. Help. Who wants help? Well, for goodness sakes, why, this is impossible.
Nothing's impossible!
But fish don't talk.
This is no time for quibbling. Get this hook out of my mouth, and we'll talk about my talking later.
My first fish. All my life I try to catch one, and when I finally do, he wants to talk me out of it.
Well, I like that. I'm suffering, and you feel sorry for yourself.
Okay, I'll take it out. Now, don't wriggle. I'll try not to hurt you.
Oh!
There, that's out.
Oh, that's better. I feel though I've been in a dentist chair for a year.
I don't believe it. I simply don't believe it.
Will you please talk sense?
I simply can't believe you're speaking. I never heard of a fish that could speak.
Don't believe everything you don't hear.
A talking fish.
Of course a talking fish. And don't act as though you never heard of me. Let me prove my point. When you were very young, you were probably told stories to make you eat your spinach.
Well, all children eat a bonus with spinach.
Precisely. The same thing happened to me when I was starting to eat seaweed.
Is that so?
Sure. All childhoods are pretty much alike. But that's what I'm driving at. Some of those stories undoubtedly were about fish. They told you the big fish said this and the little fish said that. And when you get older, you knew it was all a hoax. You thought fish talking. That's just a fish story.
Well, come to think of it, I guess they did.
Well, sir, I felt the same way about men's stories.
but fish, say, what is your name, by the way?
Just call me Morris.
Oh, glad to know you, Morris. My name's Henry. What I was about to say, Morris, was this. After all, I know lots of people who come up here to fish. As a matter of fact, Ernie Dawson recommended this place to me. He's been coming here for years, and he never once mentioned having had a conversation with his catch.
It's not the usual thing. I'm the last of my line, you see.
You were the first on my line.
And a very painful experience. Very painful.
Well, Morris, I'm sort of up a tree. I don't know what to do about you.
It's simple. Just throw me back in the water.
No, Morris. You've no idea how people are these days. Why, they don't believe you if you just tell them a fish got away because it was too big. They'll never believe that my fish got away because it talked.
Henry, you look to me like a man with imagination. A man has faith in the unusual. Yes. I'm going to make you an offer. Toss me back in my brook, and I'll grant you 3 wishes.
Wishes?
That's right, it's strictly on the level. You make 3 wishes, and I, Morris the Fish, will make them come true.
Oh, don't go kidding me, Morris. I'm not that gullible.
Gullible? Morris the Fish is a fish of his word. I'm offering you a bargain.
Anything I want?
Anything. Money, fame, power, 3 wishes, all yours.
I'm a little confused, Morris. This is a big thing in a man's life. There's so many things to wish for. Gosh, I don't know where to begin. Fish, not really wishing, but I wish that I were king.
What good would that do? They would abdicate by spring.
Well, then I wish I had $100 million. I wish I looked just like an ad for Arrow Collars. Not really wishing, but I wish that I could sing.
What good would that do? It would never be a swing. Unless you list among your highest ambitions a life of practicing for radio auditions.
Not really wishing, but I wish that I had fame.
What good would that do? You'd be wishing just the same. That you could have a little peace, a little quiet. That everywhere you'd go, you wouldn't cause a riot.
Not really wishing, but I wish I'd never die.
What good would that do when you surely someday cry? Let me dispense with that ridiculous intention.
Well, why?
I guess I really am a creature of convention. I cannot cope with still another new invention.
I know. Don't try to talk me out of wishing, Fish. Let me wish.
Okay.
Well, how about a sample wish first?
A sample wish?
Yeah, just to make sure that you're on the level.
Henry, I'm disappointed in you and Henry. But okay, just one. Don't be asking for wishes for your friends.
Oh, I promise.
What do you want?
Now, let me see. Oh, now, before I begin, this doesn't count against my 3 wishes.
No?
All right, then. Maybe you think I sound like a college boy, but for once I'd like to have some fun. For once, I'd like an evening off.
You mean you never go out in the evening?
Oh, sure, often, but always with Mabel and her friends. Mabel's my wife, you know. Now, I'm not complaining, mind you, Morris. Maybe there's something to what Mabel says. Guess I don't tell the funniest stories. Guess I'm not Fred Astaire on the dance floor. And I suppose I have added a little weight and lost a little hair since we were married. But for once, I'd like not to be reminded of it. For once, I'd like... Well, Morris. A man doesn't tell things like this to a stranger.
Not at all, Henry. I know exactly what you mean. Simple case. For one evening, you'd like to be free to express your real self.
You don't say, Morris.
Yes, it's elementary. You'd like to be with someone who thought you were the life of the party. Someone who laughed with you, admired your thoughts, your dancing, the way you wear your dress suit. In short, someone who understood you.
Yes, someone kind and gentle and beautiful. Everyone would turn around to look at her, at us. A girl from another world.
Very well. Look closely, Henry. Down by that rock. See the little trout that just swam by?
Yes.
There she goes again. Observe, Henry, how she gleams and shimmers as she curves through the water. How graceful. How shy. Last month, the graduating class voted her the most beautiful fish in the school. Now watch. I'm going to create your partner for the evening, a girl from another world.
Uncle Morris. How wonderful.
Well, she's real.
Oh.
She talks.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's amazing.
It's nothing really, old man. Nothing really. Just a little thing.
Why, the sun is so bright. And look, that tree. It's the willow that shades our rocks. So this is air. I always wondered what it was like.
So that's funny. I used to wonder how fishes felt without air. I'd sit in a chair and hold my breath and imagine I was a fish. I'd get red in the face.
You did? Oh, that's amusing.
Do you mean you really think it's funny?
Why, yes, it's rather nice. A grown-up man making believe he's a fish.
Gosh, I know someone else who doesn't think it's funny at all.
Well, satisfied, Henry?
Morris, you're a wizard.
In a small way, Henry, a small way. Now, suppose you two get to know each other. Henry, this is Miss Fish.
How do you do, Miss Fish?
How do you do?
I think that dress you're wearing is the prettiest thing I ever saw.
Isn't it lovely? The way it shimmers and flows. And these pearls.
Yep, and it only cost them a fin. Now, young lady, I have a few words to say to you before you go out of the world.
What is it, Uncle Morris?
You're to be back here at Brook at 12 o'clock. Not a minute later. For if you don't, you'll find out what it's like to be a fish out of water. You might even wind up in hors d'oeuvre on a luncheon plate.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that would be terrible. I'll be back, Uncle Morris. Don't worry.
Very well, then. Blessings on you both, and have a good time. Now, Henry, you're part of the bargain. Throw me back.
I hate to do it, Morris.
A bargain's a bargain.
Well, if I must, then it's goodbye. Take a deep breath, Morris. Here goes. Goodbye, goodbye. You know, that's as nice a guy as you'd want to meet in a month of Sundays. Well, now, miss, you and I have things to do and places to go.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep, we'll have a swell time. Music, lights, laughter, revelry in the night.
Oh, simply heavenly. Then oughtn't we to hurry? We only have until midnight.
Suppose I give you a name first.
All right.
I can't go on calling you Miss all the time. I know, because you have to be back at midnight, I'd call you Cinderella.
Why, Henry, that's a charming thought. Oh, you think of the nicest things.
Well, I guess I don't do badly for an old fellow.
Old fellow, bosh. Of course, you are kind of mature and distinguished looking. But I can see the real you underneath, Henry. You'll always be young at heart.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. My arm, Cinderella. Where to?
Anywhere, Prince, but the Aquacade or the Aquarium. But where are we, Henry? Oh, goodness, what excitement. These lights, these crowds. Where does everyone come from? Where are they all going?
You mean to say you don't know where we are? What? The lights, the crowds, the music? Why, lady, this is New York. The golden and the glamorous. It's golden and it's amorous. The home of El Morocco and the star. Miss, this is New York. This is New York. To see it makes me mellow. The land of Fiorello. Why, lady, I could eat it with a fork. This is New York. The place where life is gay. The place where you pay and pay and pay. The place where you want to stay. Till you're old as Moses. Till Tobacco Road closes. I love New York. No one can call it gentle. But still I'm sentimental. To me it's like the popping of a car. Miss, this is New York.
This is New York. I want to go to parties, be recognized as artists. I want to eat my ice cream with a fork.
Fish, you're in New York.
This is New York. I want to shop at Saks. I want to pay the taxes. I want to do the Rupa at the store.
Fish, you're in New York.
The place where rents are high. Where you build your little love nest in the sky. The place that makes you cry. 'Cause the grand old sky.
line is right in my line. I love New York, the envy of a nation, a liberal education for anyone believing in the story.
Fish, you're in New York.
Say, Jarman, where am I?
Hi, sir, this is New York.
And that, my dear, is a nightclub.
Oh, it looks just like the right club.
Let's go and do some popping of a cork.
Fish, I'm in New York.
Good old New York.
Check your coat and hat, sir.
A double for a jet, sir.
I seen him with a new dame at the Stork. Fish, you're in New York. This place is too divine.
Say, waiter, I wish you'd fetch me some wine.
Her dress, it's just like mine. Say, I'm Neptune's daughter, but I don't want water.
Well, Cinderella, how does this place strike you, huh?
Oh, Henry, this is beautiful. It's a dream place. It all seems so gay and happy.
Oh, it's not bad. Of course, you could have gone to a dozen of other places.
Oh.
I've been to them all, you know. I get around.
Oh, really?
Top hat, white tie, and tails. I've had my share of nightlife in this town. I love New York. I'm feeling like a schoolboy.
You're acting like a fool, boy.
I guess there may be no popping of the cork.
What's wrong?
My wife. She's in New York.
Well, Henry?
Oh, hello, Mabel.
A fishing trip indeed, I must say.
Now, Mabel, I can explain everything. Why, Ernie Dawson, I didn't see you. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Henry. How was the fishing? Looks like you did fine.
Ernest, don't be crude.
Sit down, dear. Get a chair, Ernie. Mabel, this is Cinderella Fish. This is Mr. Dawson, Cinderella.
How do you do? I'm so glad to meet you both.
Indeed.
So you were the fish Henry was after, eh? I guess the joke's on us.
Yes, isn't it odd? Oh, but this place is so wonderful. You people are very lucky, I can tell you. We fish have nothing as gay as this in the brook.
How very whimsical, Miss Fish. Young girls are so clever, so sophisticated nowadays. I suppose it's because you're permitted to go about so much at such an early age.
Oh, goodness me. This is the first time I've ever been out. Even out of the water.
Oh, well, perhaps you'll be back in the water very soon. Hot water.
Now, Mabel, let me tell you about this. You see, Cinderella is really a fish.
Oh, stop.
Oh, Henry, you're turning into a regular cut-up. I suppose you caught her with that line of yours, eh?
Oh, no, Mr. Dawson. Henry caught my uncle.
Sure, it was like this. I went fishing, all right, and I caught a fish. But it wasn't an ordinary fish, see? Oh, believe it or not, this fish talked. He promised to grant me 3 wishes if I'd let him go. And to prove he was on the up and up, he changed a little speckled trout into a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Cinderella happened to be here.
Yes, and Henry offered to show me what fun you have in this great, big, exciting world.
I'm sure you'll prove a willing pupil, Miss Fish. Henry, do I assume that you have been drinking?
No, I haven't. And furthermore, if there's going to be any questions about this evening, there's a question I want to ask.
Oh, indeed, Henry. So you're the one who's in the dark, are you?
Well, I didn't mean it that way, but I just wondered how you and Ernie happened to be out together.
Very well. Ernest, explain to Henry.
Well, Henry, with you away fishing, good old Ernie couldn't leave Mabel to pine at home alone. Got to take care of the ladies. Cherchez la femme, you know.
Oh, that was very thoughtful of you, Mr. Dawson.
Yes, wasn't it? Ernest, suppose you take Miss Fish for a dance.
But, Mabel, there won't be time
for... Henry?
Go ahead, Cinderella. Dance with Ernie.
All right.
We'll dance later.
Sure, Cindy. You may be a fish, but on a dance floor, I'm a shark.
That should be unusual, Mr. Dawson. Oh, what lovely music they're playing.
Gee, I won't even have one dance with her. She's got to be back by 12, and it's almost that now.
Now, Henry, once and for all, this fish nonsense has ceased to be funny.
Hold on, madame. The champagne you ordered. Do you wish it served at this table?
Yes, set it down.
Something for monsieur?
Yes,
No, go away.
Sorry, madame. Hold on, madame.
Now, Henry, I intend to get to the bottom of this.
But, Mabel, I told you.
Yes, and now I see the reason why you've been telling this preposterous story. You weren't trying to be funny at all. You were looking for an excuse to leave, and you made up this nonsense about the girl having to be home at midnight. Very well, she shall. And Ernest will escort her home.
Mabel,
You'd never believe any of this, would you? You would never think something out of the ordinary could happen to me.
Ridiculous.
I'm just dull, commonplace Henry to you. You've never taken the trouble to find out about the real me underneath.
Bosh.
Yes, that's it. I have dreams, Mabel, imagination, thoughts of my own. But would you ever pay attention to them? No, no, you'd just tell me they were silly. I don't care if they are silly. I just want someone to be interested in them. Someone who...
Oh, Henry, you're boring me. I wish you'd stop this ridiculous scene.
You wish? You wish? Mabel, I'll wish. I wish that champagne glass you're holding were right on the end of your nose, good and tight.
Oh!
Well, for goodness sake. Well, that's the funniest thing I ever saw.
Henry, this is terrible. A champagne glass right on the end of my nose.
Oh, look at that, will you? That's pretty good. How does she keep it on?
Are champagne glasses being worn this season?
Excuse us, please. Excuse us here. Let us by, please. Let me... Hey, what is this, Mabel? All the tricks at your age?
Why, isn't it curious?
I must say it looks pretty glassy. Hey, listen. It's good crystal.
Oh, Ernest, how dare you? Henry, remove this thing immediately.
Wait a minute, Mabel. Wait a minute. I have to think this over. Gosh, that's one of my wishes gone already.
Oh, dear.
Are you people nuts?
Oh. Nope. I did it. Me. Little old Henry.
Yes.
I wished it on there, and there it is. Stuck on tight.
You wished it on? I think maybe I better be going.
Ernest, you stay right here. I refuse to be left alone with this fiend. Here, see if you can take it off.
Well, nothing's going to happen to me if I do.
Nothing, Ernie, I promise you.
Okay, I'll try. Now, hold still, Mabel, while I pull.
Oh, that hurts.
Gee, it won't budge.
Oh. Won't do any good, Ernie.
Oh.
When I
want
to wish it off, which I don't, then it comes off.
Oh, please, Henry.
Now, Mabel, you wouldn't want me to waste a golden opportunity, would you?
Oh.
I only have two wishes left. I can hold the world in the palm of my hand. Why, we can be the wealthiest couple in the world.
I might be the wealthiest woman in the world, but I'd never have enough nerve to walk out of the house the way I look.
It might not look so bad if you powdered it.
Why, you mock mermaid. Henry, this cannot go on. I mean, take it off.
Yes, Henry, this is hardly the sporting thing, you know.
Oh, but just let me think.
Henry.
Let me figure it out.
There's nothing to think, Henry. It's your duty to wish the glass off without delay.
Yes, you're being beastly and selfish and thinking only of yourself.
Oh, I wish you two would leave me alone and tell it to Sweeney. I...
Oh, Mr. Sweeney!
Hey, Mr. Sweeney! Is there Mr. Sweeney in the house? Hey, Sweeney! Mr. Sweeney!
Yes. My name is Sweeney. What is it?
Oh, please, Mr. Sweeney.
We've got to tell it to you, Sweeney.
Yes, Henry said to tell it to Sweeney.
Oh, so that's how it is.
Yes. You see, Henry wished this glass on my nose.
Uh-huh.
And then he wouldn't wish it off. So we got
very
to tell...
Very funny. Very funny. And you've got to tell it to Sweeney.
Yes.
A brilliant, original thought. Hilarious. Genius, in fact.
Yeah, but Henry said...
Listen to me, fathead. Listen, I'm a patient, good-natured man, see? But now I'm fed up. All my life, dopes like you have thought it was funny to hang on my neck and tell it to Sweeney. And all my life, I've been taking it. But this is one time too many. Look... This is one time Sweeney himself is going to tell it. I came here to relax, see? I don't want to be told anything, see? I'm fed up with all you barroom clowns and your phony sense of humor. Comedians, bah! Drunks, phooey! Carnival spirit, nuts! Brother, I've a good mind to pay you off for all my trouble. I've a good mind to pay you one right on the nose. Come on,
oh, Henry, that's a dreadful row Mr. Sweeney and Mr. Dawson are having. Oh, they're so angry.
Yes, things look bad all around. Here I am with two wishes gone, and all I've got out of them is a headache.
Oh, Henry. Henry, I'm afraid I'm disappointed. It hasn't been fun at all, has it? People misunderstanding each other and making fun of each other, hurting each other's feelings, and all this quarreling. Really, it's a strange way to live. I guess this is no place for me. There is an endless brook back where I came from that nestles close to the shore. It's like a storybook back where I came from, so far away from the city's roar. Where I belong, there's a song without words that the birds love to sing all the day. Where I belong, it's not wrong to do nothing but play. So why not come with me? For this I know, back where I came from, I must go.
Gee, Cinderella, that sounds just like the kind of place where I'd be happy.
There is an endless brook back where I came from. Back where I came from, I must go.
Gosh, listen.
It's midnight, Henry. I should be back in the water. I've got to go.
Oh, Cinderella, don't leave.
I must, Henry. You were very kind. But after what I've seen here, I think my place is back at the brook.
Oh, wait, Cinderella. There's my last wish. I could use it to go with you.
Then you must decide quickly.
Oh, gee, that'd be you and my pal Morris, and I'd be quiet and restful.
Henry, don't you dare.
Henry, do your duty.
Henry, quickly.
I wish.
Remember, the wealthiest man in the world.
I wish.
The world in the palm of your hand.
Goodbye, Henry. Goodbye. I wish.
Single fish all day. Not a one. What a fisherman. I wish I could land just one.
Oh, boy! A bite!
A bite!
A fish at last!
Oh, Mabel! Ah, I got a fish! Ah,
This was a little fable. Married to a woman named Mabel, I-O, and a nanny, I-A. Now when Henry goes a-fishing, he dispenses with a wishing, 'cause he's learned a little lesson today. And a new place he's seeking, where the catch won't start speaking, I-O, and a nanny, I-A.
Columbia Workshop has presented Fish Story, featuring Mark Smith as Henry and Teddy Hart as Morris the Fish. It was an original fantasy by Joseph Gottlieb, adapted by S.M. Smith, with music and lyrics by Irving Graham. The orchestra was directed by Mark Warnow, and the entire production was under the direction of Phil Cohan. Other members of the cast were Vicky Vola as Cinderella Fish, Adelaide Klein as Mabel, and Ed Latimer, John Kane, Helen Lewis, Charles Latour, and the Symphonette Trio. Orchestration and incidental music by N. Van Cleve. A week from tonight at this same time, the Columbia Workshop will return with another original half-hour radio play. The work is by Nathaniel Curtis, the title, The Canvas Kisser. Last Sunday, Mr. Curtis' story, The Cockeyed Wonder, introduced a new character and a great deal of fun to CBS listeners. The Canvas Kisser will be our second encounter with the fabulous salesman we met in the ballpark last week. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.